Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Have to think about it. It is right here. It is right now.
So strange. Said you never know.
How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I mean, look, the weather stinks. I mean, come on. It was depressing this weekend. Yesterday was good, but depressing, you know, just like, I felt like I was back in the Midwest again.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's upstate New York for like 4 months straight.
Indy. That's Indy. Yep. Baltimore. Yep. I mean, it's just like, oh, brutal. And we're all ready to turn the page. You know, we had our winter. It's like you get teased for a week, then you get what we got. But the no sun is what just is a
right,
bummer.
Right. Sun matters, man.
Big time.
Sun matters.
Big time. But look, you know, it's Monday. I got my workout in. It's all Monday. Like if you, it's the hardest day to get that workout in, but once you get it in, it's the most rewarding day. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you don't know because you don't subscribe to that philosophy. I can tell. I can tell you don't subscribe to that. But for me, it is. It's just like, man, you get that good workout in, get that sweat in after that long weekend and it feels good, but it's the hardest one to get your butt down there and to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. I was up this morning out there grinding, doing business.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of business?
New business that you'll be hearing about in just a couple weeks. Me and Tyler going through grocery store aisles.
Oh!
And, he had me. Let me just say this.
I don't understand why I'm not involved in this. Like, why am I not involved in this?
Oh, you know, man,
what I'm saying?
Don't go down this road here.
Come on, Brennan. Come on, man. I don't know. You know, like, you know, some like this should, that should have been me and you.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
We don't need the big stiff guy in there. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you this. There was at one point this morning I was literally in a shopping cart and getting cake put in my face.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Let's hope this
is. And that's at Safeway.
Yeah.
We got a guy over there that loves our show, I've heard.
Yes, Todd.
Todd. Shout out to Todd.
Big fan of the show.
I should have been there, Todd. Not sure why I'm not, but hey.
Oh, man.
You know, Tyler's, second place runner up, I guess. I don't know what happened there, but hey, you hooked up the steaks.
Yes.
They gave you some steaks. You were nice enough to give me a few of those the other day, I cooked them out, so they were so good. Thank you, and thank Todd for hooking that up, because they were good.
No doubt. It was a blast morning, and hopefully it'll be a long relationship. So that's what I was doing this morning.
Yeah, I'm pulling for y'all. I'm hoping it's a long relationship. Hope it gets cut short.
Stop!
Joking, man. Relax. It's just a joke. Goodness.
It's just a joke. I can say anything I want, then I say, it's just a joke.
Is that the way I sound?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Sorry.
I'll say this. I want to be the first to say this name on the radio. It doesn't really matter right now, but I just would like, as a badge of honor years from now, to be able to say I was the first guy to ever say this guy's name on the radio.
I'm talking about like an eighth grader or something?
Yeah, kind of. This kid named Chet Holmgren, okay? He's a 7'1" high school student.
Uh-huh.
Just committed to Gonzaga right before we got on the air.
Okay.
You're going to see this kid play college basketball next year.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Well, so a lot of people, you're not the first one to talk about this guy.
On this station, unless you follow like high school recruiting.
Well, that's a lot of people do.
A lot of people don't follow high school recruiting. This kid, I'm just going to say this right now.
If you're
going
to be the number one pick in the draft. Okay, go ahead. Get it out the way.
This is years away.
Just years away. You said he's going to Gonzaga next year?
Yep.
Okay, well, it's 2 years.
Is that plural years?
That's a couple years. Years, I'm thinking that's three or more.
Is it a year away? Or is it years away?
I don't know. Let me do the math.
So this kid's 7'1", Stoke. Uh-huh. Dude, he's a leaper at 7'1".
Really?
He'll throw it on your head. He'll pull it from three. He can do it all.
Sean Bradley style?
I'm telling you. Sean Bradley. This kid is going to be on TV a bunch next year, and you're going to be looking at him like, yo, he looks like a creative player from a video game. I'm just put that in your back pocket. That's all. Right. That's
I'll put it back there, and I'll forget about it until next year.
That's all right.
When he starts playing well.
Yep. And you'll be like, oh, I should have been. Yeah. You know, Zach told me about that. Just like he told me about, you know, Cardano and
still
Bitcoin.
Know who Cardano is.
All right. Did you watch any of the Rockies this weekend?
A little bit.
I probably watched right there, like with.
I followed it. You know, sometimes I'm not in my living room watching it. I'm on my patio following it on my phone. I prefer to do that, actually, because I can do a lot of different things. And so that's kind of my MO, especially if it's nice outside. I'll go on my patio and I can turn the TV on and still see it if I want to. But I kind of like following it on my phone,
which is so bizarre.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I like to roll. I'll just. So that's more what I was doing with the Rockies.
So let's just crystallize the image here. It's you, alone, on a patio, following the game cast, like just like the little dots moving around the bases.
Yep.
Okay.
But you know, I got other things going on also.
Sure.
That's why I'm outside on the patio.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Having a cold one. Sure. And just like enjoying the day. So that's pretty much what I was doing for the most part.
Yeah.
Because we had a nice little window there Saturday.
Yeah.
Where it got nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously yesterday was just perfect. I mean, it was perfect yesterday.
It was.
Beautiful. Really nice.
That's next weekend, next Sunday.
Yeah.
76 and 7.
Love it. Love it. Can't wait. Can't wait. So that's kind of how I followed the Rockies. How about yourself? It's hard to watch this team. I'm not going to hunker down for 9 innings to watch an awful baseball team. They're awful. They can't hit the baseball. You think I'm going to just put myself through that misery for 9 innings? Did you do that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh, shame on you.
I did. I know. And there's really no reason for it. But I did. No, I'll say this. I probably watched 70% of the series against the Mets. Unexpected win on the second game on Saturday. They should have won the first. They had an opportunity to beat DeGrom. DeGrom's like making like history.
10 against, straight.
It was unbelievable.
Strikeouts.
I texted you. I'm like, this is unbelievable. This is laughable. He is just mowing down the entire roster. So special. And the fact that the Rockies had a chance to win that game.
They had the lead.
Had a lead in the ninth and lost.
Well, I think it was the seventh. Wasn't that the doubleheader?
I thought it was as late. I thought it was even later than that.
No, I mean, wasn't that only 7 innings, or was it the next?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like I told you on Friday, they're just 7 inning games.
And you didn't even know that. No, you didn't tell me.
And you made some bad picks because you didn't realize.
No.
I got the over. I'm like, oh, bro, do you realize it's only 7 innings? Uh-oh.
Keep my business off the street.
I got him.
Hey, this is a guy's at 6.5. We got to pounce on this thing.
It looks great, man. I'm telling you. Why is it so low?
It's a 7-inning game, Zach. You can't make it up.
No, you can't.
You can't make it up.
Because we both had that happen to us last year.
Yes.
Unfortunately, and we didn't learn our lesson.
Oh, my God.
But it was a 7-inning game, right?
A 7-inning game. So luckily, the Mets scored 2 runs in the seventh, or the top of the seventh, and you know, the over 6.5 cashed in. But they shouldn't have lost that game. That's the point. They shouldn't have lost that game 4-3. They had the lead, and
They shouldn't have lost it. That would have been a nice win, you know, especially when DeGrom is just dealing and just bullpen.
Starting pitching's been terrific, all things considered.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think the ERA is 3.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, come on.
But they can't hit, Zach.
Right. Well,
they can't hit.
That's kind of a problem.
When you can't hit at Coors Field, you've got problems.
Mm.
And the Rockies have problems because they can't hit anywhere and they can't hit a Coors Field.
Man.
And so it's a bad deal.
It actually makes for a boring product too.
Yes, exactly. That's the problem here. You know, at least if you had a few guys that were, you know, could go deep and you know, give you something to watch and entertain you a little bit. Like, I can't wait to watch this guy up, come up. I mean, he, you know, every time he's up, there's an opportunity for the long ball, and we just really don't even have that. You know, Trevor Story, I don't even know what his stats are, but he's not lighting the world on fire.
Yeah, really slow start. I had a question about him. Do you think Trevor, and this is crazy, by the way, the Mets are in first place of the NL East, okay? They're in first place. They've scored the least amount of runs in professional baseball.
Well, look at their pitching staff. When you got Stroman, DeGrom, they got somebody, the other big dude with the long hair that looks like Thor or whoever that guy is, he's hurt, I think. Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, Noah Syndergaard, hurt, but, yeah. Stroman, Marcus Stroman.
Yes, I said that. They have one other guy, though, I think that's pretty...
Carlos Carrasco?
Yes.
I think that's him.
But when you have a pitching staff like that, you know, when you talk about Stroman and DeGrom, I mean, those are two of the best right now in this, you know, the way they started the season. You don't have to score a lot of runs. You're going to win games like they did against the Rockies.
Yep.
That's nice to have that.
But back to the story thing, do you think Trevor is gripping because he's essentially auditioning for the rest of the league for either a trade or a big money deal that's right around the corner?
Yes.
And it's just, there's just...
Yes. Yeah. It's human nature. I mean, you realize that your contract is up. So what do you want to do? You want to have your best year ever. And so what do? You press. And that's just how it usually happens, and especially if you get off to a slower start. You know, I'm looking at his stats here. I mean, he doesn't have one home run, Zach, in 16 games.
I know.
He doesn't have one home run in 16 games.
Yep.
That is unimaginable. If you told me that at the beginning of the season that, hey, by the way, Trevor Story's going to play in 16 games, and he won't have one home run.
Right.
Wow.
I mean,
look, he's batting .271, so it's not like he's falling on his face here. He's not batting, you know, .180.
No.
.91.
No.
But.
And leave that to Fuentes.
Or Charlie.
Mm. How is Charlie under the Mendoza line? Like, this,
I mean, old. I don't know. I don't know if it is it the end, or is it just like, hey, just a slow start like we've seen before from him. So which one is it? We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's Charlie Blackmon. He's expecting him to kind of bounce back out of that slump. You know, he's only got one home run.
Yeah.
But he's batting .91.
That's not good.
No. It's you know, Ian Desmond's like, pick it up, bro. Let's go. Starting off slow. But, you know, with Trevor, yeah, I do think that's part of it. You know, it's just like you, and especially in baseball, you don't have a lot of time off.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling, you start pressing and you realize what's on the horizon and, you know, your contract's coming up. You want to have your best year so you can hit free agency and say, you know, big payday. He's going to get paid regardless, but, you know, the better season you have, I think, you know, obviously the better the contract looks.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I should say this about the Mets having the least amount of runs. They have played, I think, two games less than everyone else.
Well, I mean, this is a minor detail.
Yeah.
We'll frame it however we want to frame it.
All right.
But, yeah, look, I mean, it's we knew it was going to be a tough year. And it's been even more toughest than I ever thought it would be. I just like they already hit. I think I said seven games was going to be their longest losing streak.
Yeah,
and they hit it, and they stopped it with that second game. But they've already hit it. It's just been an awful start, and there's not anything that really excites me about the Rockies right now.
They have the worst record in Major League Baseball. Yeah, and to think that it's only one game less than the Yankees have won.
And to think that, you know, I took the over win total. I mean,
unbelievable.
Goodness. I should have learned last year when they screwed me.
How about this?
I should have learned.
I saw this over the weekend. The New York Yankees, with all that money that they spent, all those, you know.
Over $200 million. They got the second highest payroll because I did that research to throw it in my son's face.
They have the worst record in all of the American League for the first time since 1998.
Love it.
Worst. I'm like looking at that roster. Like, how
it
can
makes
that,
me smile.
How can that group?
Right.
How can that group of talented players?
lose twice as many games as they win.
Yeah, I know. It's just unfathomable. You see their lineup? I mean, it's just like, wow. But you got to go out there and do it. You know, you got to go out there and do it.
Yep.
And that's you know, that's sports, obviously. And but Zach, I got you know who's next for the Rockies?
Who's next?
Yeah, do you know who they play next?
Oh, it was the Mets. Then no, I don't. I was just looking at last week.
But...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Houston?
Yes.
Are they coming
yes.
here?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
they are.
Boo that team, Zach.
Wow.
You're not a booer.
I'm not a booer.
I don't know if you've ever booed.
I don't think I've ever. I booed Chad Johnson once. I did.
That's why he's blocked you on Twitter.
But I was in the stands of a game.
So you've only booed Chad Johnson.
I booed
but
Chad Johnson.
You want to boo the Houston Astros, you said.
I do.
And you can't wait for it.
Because I think they cheated the entire sport. I think they were devious with it.
Devious.
Yes.
Devious cheaters. So cheating's
secretive.
Not enough, but devious
yeah,
cheaters
just
is even worse.
Secretive, underhanded, maniacal.
Devious
I mean,
cheaters.
Think about it. Don't forget now, they had the TV monitor set up in the hallway.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well go all in.
They
I mean,
thought
would
someone
you,
was
you know,
coming. Someone sprinted
do
down there, took the TV
yeah.
off its mount, and they put it in the trainer's room
been
and
able to push a button.
Covered it up.
They should have been able to push a button and just kind of
into the wall.
Yeah, just like...
Like
oh,
Batman,
nothing to see
like,
here.
License plate. Oh, my gosh.
We got to see if we can get you down there to boo him.
Just boo from the outside of the gates,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah. Like, you know, even if you can get around the bus, just, you know, one loud boo, I think that'd make you feel better about, you know,
kinda
just being able to move
chest.
On
yeah.
and get over it.
Yeah.
If you could just get a couple boos in. I'd like to boo him.
That starts tomorrow evening. It's John Gray on the mound. Who, by the way, could get traded as well at the deadline.
Yeah,
Sean
sure.
Gray.
I don't think, besides, let's see, besides Marquez, I'm trying to think here because I don't want to just say it and have to backtrack, but.
You talking about other pitchers?
No, just players for the Rockies that I think aren't tradable, that they won't trade. I think it's Marquez.
Well, they just traded Nolan Arenado, so I don't think anyone gets a tag of untradable.
Well Zach, come on, you got to put it in context. It's not just trading, you know, because it was because of the contract and he was being a wham-wham baby. That's why.
No
that's
one's why. Untradable on this roster. All right.
Listen, they're not trading Marquez. Okay, he's on a team-friendly contract. And he's their best pitcher. They're not trading Marquez. He is untradeable.
Seems like a prime opportunity to ship him out of town.
Will you relax? Seriously. You're being a real jerk today.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to do that
All right.
conversation.
We can
anymore.
Move on.
Yeah.
How about our guy Orlando Franklin taking the intern job with the San Francisco 49ers?
Is this why the makeover happened? what's going on here? Wait, did he really?
Yeah, man.
Is he gone too? I mean, is he stepping out of the, you know, I mean, I just saw him walk by. I think I could take that guy now. I really do. He's just so skinny. I just think I could almost like push him over, you know? He used to be so big.
He was
now
huge.
He's just so skinny.
He's wearing it well.
No, he looks
well,
great. He looks great.
He announced it on the show.
Oh, he did?
He announced
so
it on the show.
Get the details. So, what's going on here?
So he will be joining the San Francisco 49ers coaching in an internship role during training camp this season.
Oh, it's a what?
What happened?
Got a leak in the ceiling or something.
Oh, God.
What? Seriously. What just happened? I felt water flying down here.
You might have to come in here and sit in the studio like a normal person.
Nah, I kind of like this better. I like this better.
Why? Why? Why?
Huh?
What is the answer that you like to be in that little box, that little sweat box?
Yeah. No, I got a fan on. It's not really that hot in here. If you leave the door open, why do I like it?
Yes,
it's my own workspace.
Okay.
You see what I have here? I like having everything right here. It's just a great workspace that I have. And so I really do enjoy. It's almost like my own office. I have a desk behind me. I can put stuff there. I got drawers where I have things and stuff like that.
All right.
But so Orlando, so this is just for training camp.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't like he's going there for the year to be like a GA or,
well,
you know, quality control
well,
or whatever.
You know, this could be the first step. It could be the first step.
So he's going to miss all of training camp. That's only like the, you know, he's taking Mike Evans saying, I see you, Mike Evans, and I raise you. I'll miss all of training camp. It's just like, oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. There's Mikey. We have some quotes from Orlando that I want to get to.
Okay.
Because cool. I think it's really interesting and it's cool for us have, as a station to have one of our own embedded in San Francisco. Maybe we can tap into
double
this.
Double agent, baby.
So we'll get to that. D-Max taking shots at us?
Come on, man. I thought we put that little guy to sleep, you know, years ago.
That, as well as, how's the boycott going, fellas? Ooh. Take a dive into all this coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Some of you guys on the RamosLaw.com text line are very funny. Some of you are very mean and cruel. Others are funny. And as someone said, going back to the conversation about the kid from Gonzaga that committed to Gonzaga, 7'1" leaper. Someone said, this just in, Zach Bye is the first to predict Trevor Lawrence will be picked number one in the draft.
I want to say it first on these airwaves. You know, that's the road you go down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, I'll take the layups. there's a handful of things that we got to get to. First of all, the boycott, the NFL boycott of first phase of OTAs. The number of NFL teams, quote unquote, boycotting this is up to 20. Okay. So we were unsure the last time we spoke on Friday, what the number would mount to. It's up to 20. But it's so wishy-washy. I don't even know if boycott is the right phrase.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, can we really call this a boycott? Can you call it a boycott? Well, hey, Broncos aren't going. Oh, but Reisner, Glasgow, Drew Locke, you know, and Von Miller and or whoever else, you know, they're going to show up.
Well, yeah.
Well, then the team in boycotting it. If you're not all in, then it's not really a true boycott.
Well, we know.
Yeah or no? I mean, yes, do you view it the same way?
Yes, okay. yes. Interesting quotes. Dalton Reisner's not boycotting.
No, because he wants to get his money.
He's got a workout
just
bonus.
Just say it. You know, he's like, I've been working out here all off season. Well, you want to get your money. Or you'd be with your teammates.
And that's not a bad thing.
No.
Right? Like, go get your paper.
Exactly. If you got a workout, I've said it. If you got a workout bonus, you should go. If I had a workout bonus, I would go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not even a doubt about it. You know, so, you know, but. I heard Glasgow say it. Reisner didn't really say it. He kind of said, well, you know, I've talked to my teammates and they understand, but, you know, I've been working out here all season.
I have his quotes. I want to read this. He says, quote, and I'm taking this from Mike Kliss's article on 9 News. He says, I've stayed quiet through this whole process, but yeah, I'm showing up Monday. I know there's some other guys who are showing up as well. I've been at the facility all off season. And what's important to me is I like to train with Lauren Landau. That's where I've trained most of my whole offseason, and I want to continue to train there. I've addressed that with the team, and they were very supportive of my decision, so that was awesome. I do not want anyone to think I'm going against my team, but I've been in there this whole offseason. I like to work with Lauren Landau. If there wasn't an offseason bonus, it wouldn't matter. I'm coming off my second year. I have a lot of work to do. I want a second contract with the Broncos. I have a lot to prove. I respect my teammates' decision. I really do. I love all my teammates. But for me personally, I was already in there, and I wanted to continue to work out there, end quote.
Okay. I don't know if I truly believe that, if he didn't have a workout bonus, but he said it. I remember seeing on his Twitter or something, like he was in Dallas for a little bit, working out down in Dallas.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I think a lot has to do with the workout bonus, or you kind of stick with your teammates. So it's not even really for the workout bonus.
Not according to these quotes.
Right. Yeah.
He said I'd be in there anyway.
Which makes it a little confusing, but so once again, it's not really a true boycott.
No.
If he would have gone regardless. I wonder. you know, if Kliss gets the numbers of how many guys are going to be there today.
I'm sure we're going to get that number.
Yeah.
Now, on Friday, I put the initial number at 15 guys. Remember, yeah. I said over under 15.
Yeah, and I said under.
You
right
said
away,
under.
Right. Yeah.
After I saw this, you know, Reisner, I'm saying maybe it does have a chance to get up there. You know, maybe not today, but maybe by Wednesday. A lot of the young guys. Because I thought this was interesting. I saw from Mike Kliss's Twitter. He said, and I think I put it in our notes here. Yeah, he said, one thing to keep an eye on with union boycott. Agents I've talked to are encouraging their young players to show up for workouts to increase chance of making team by getting more reps.
Yeah, that's smart.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does make sense. But as a young guy, you know, you're going to cross the picket line, per se. But then when you see other guys doing it.
Yeah.
When you see, you know, a Glasgow, a Reisner, and those guys going to work, it's like, well, then why am I not going to work?
So
this makes no sense. Why? I need this work, too. Don Reisner's a starter. Like, he doesn't need this. What is he going to get from this? He's just going to work out and train there. Right? They're not doing any on-the-field stuff right now. So I'm a rookie, or I'm a young player. I'm not even a starter. I need this more than that guy, and he's going? Why am I doing this? I don't even really care about the union and all this stuff. Most of the guys don't even care. They're trying to get their paycheck.
So I was thinking about this over the weekend, when I saw that tweet. If you're a young guy, your future's uncertain, you can't worry about beholden to a union that won't matter if you're not in the NFL.
Right.
Like, so your
first and foremost,
priority number one is you.
Yes, exactly.
It's looking out for your best interests.
Trying to earn a paycheck and earn a job and make a living. You're looking out for uno numero one.
Uno numero one.
Numo. Just cut it in half.
Shakespeare couldn't have said it better.
Nope. That's who you're looking out for, right? That numero one, yourself. And that's what you should do. So that's why none of this has really made a whole lot of sense. It's like it's been patched together and thrown together. And, you know, you had the Broncos obviously doing it first, and then now there's up to like 20, whatever you said, 21 teams. And but they told the other teams to go because they had a lot of people with roster bonuses or workout bonuses, excuse me. It's just like, huh? What are y'all trying to accomplish here?
The Chiefs are going.
Well, yeah, because they got like 30 guys. How many?
23, I want to say. Do I have it here? I took it out. I think it's 23 players. I
thought it was more than that. But, yes, that's a lot. So they're going, right?
And I may be getting that number confused with another team, like Buffalo had
right.
a lot.
They all had, yes.
Maybe it was 28 for Kansas City.
But they have a lot.
Yeah.
So they're going.
But still, but even if 28 guys do have workout bonuses, that still means more than half the guys that will show up for training camp don't.
Right. Are they going now? All of them?
I'm sure they are. If you know that dozens of guys are going to be in there working and you want to work, that's the other thing. I think the majority of these guys want to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think majority of guys are like me. I'd rather do it. I just saw, I think it's $270 a day.
Yes.
Has. Is that what, 270? I want to get the right number.
I put it here in our notes here. That's like I can tell you didn't read the rundown. Players receive.
That's just a minor detail.
$275
a day to get your butt over to the facility, have breakfast made for you, go work out where the workout's all ready for you.
Yeah.
So you go work out for, I don't know, hour and a half, whatever. Then you walk your butt over into the cafeteria again and get yourself a five-course meal for lunch.
Right.
Hang out with the fellas. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to give you $275 a day.
See, this is
for
where...
For 4 days. You get it for 4 days. What is that times four, Zach?
It's $1,100 a week.
That's right.
And this is where...
This I wouldn't is, pass up that money.
And that's you being in the league. That's you. You were in the league forever, a decade and a half. This is where I think that, and I'm not saying that the Broncos players are, this is their intention, okay? But I know for a fact there's a lot of blue-collar folks that are listening right now that are either drivers going to and from something that work every day to support their family, and they don't make $275 a day. Seriously. And when, and this isn't even their contract money. This is funny money for them. This is like just show up and just sort of move your body around for a couple hours.
You're going to work out anyway.
$275 And they're going to feed you. And they're saying no. And they're using COVID as the shield as to why they're not coming. I'm telling you, the more that I have thought this thing through and talked it out with you, I don't like it. I hate it. I hate it. Yeah. And I think it's misplayed. I think it's overextending. A cause that doesn't really exist. It's under a false pretense. They want they want this portion of the offseason removed, and they're using a pandemic as the vessel to get there, and it doesn't feel good.
So Zach, you're saying, like, you know, drivers or whoever's looking at this like $275 a day, and they're passing this up. You know who else is looking at it that way? Rookies, first year guys, second year guys. You know, that just been scrapping and clawing to, you know, get by and make the football team. They're looking at this offseason saying, man, what are we, like, I can make $1,100 a week, you know, and they're renting an apartment right over there. That could pay for my rent for the month or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, then the other 3 weeks, you know, that's money I get on Friday. I go, you know, just have some fun with it, like you said. That's just fun money. That's the way that these guys look at it too.
Yeah.
I used to love getting those checks. Especially when I was a young guy. I mean, I always, it's like a little, like a Christmas, like, you go into your little folder, you know, you have like a folder, and they have that check in there. It's like, yes, to save up like three of them, you go just cash it, and it's like, oh, that's just the best. You're hanging out with your fellas, you're getting free food, and you're getting paid for something that you would do anyway, and that you have to do. And it's in an environment where it's structure, you got somebody watching out for you, and they have a plan for you. It's just not a free-for-all. So a lot of young guys, I guarantee you, are feeling that way also. Just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And then, hey, how about a guy that's trying to beat out Dalton Risner for a job? How about that? Like, just think of a young guy that's just trying to beat out a starter for the job, and he's looking over there and seeing that starter working out at the facility.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness, well, I'm trying to beat that guy out for his job.
Right.
You're telling me not to go, but he's going?
Right.
Like, come on, man. It makes no sense. There's really, you know, like you said, I think they're throwing a bunch of stuff on the wall, and they're hoping something sticks, and they're changing their course and their plan. They didn't have a great plan to begin with. And it's the longer we go down this road, more foolish it looks.
Yeah.
And silly. And you know, if you don't want to work out for 4 weeks before the OTAs, or the OTAs too long, and it's just like, come on, guys.
It's toothless.
Come on. We're talking about working out and training.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to do it anyway. It's football. You got to work. You got to work. Right? I mean, you got to put time and effort in if you want to be great.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't just show up and it happens. You know, and I'm thinking more from, you know, defense. Okay, I can go down that road. The defensive guys, they don't need this a lot. They don't need on the field stuff. Now, could you work on technique stuff? Yes, to help you, certainly. But offensively, this is where it shows up. This is where you start laying that foundation to be great during the season. These practices, the OTAs and all of those things, they're so important offensively. To get on the same page, quarterback, wide receiver, tight ends, all of those things happen, and you become good, and you develop a trust with one another, with that quarterback and that wide receiver and tight end and running backs and all. You develop a trust with one another by going out there working, by making some mistakes, fixing those mistakes, getting coached up on those things. And I understand why, you know, you hear DeMaurice, the head of the union, come out and say, well, you know, players are finally standing up to the coaches that have forced them to go in and, like, you know, kind of strong-armed them to go in, and they've always taken advantage of players. Okay, well, that's kind of changed. There's rules, there's regulations. It's a lot more stricter now than what it used to be. And it's just, to me, it's a bad, bad fight that they're trying to fight.
Agreed. And I, you know, someone just hit us up, a driver saying, you know, who drives for a living, for Uber Eats, saying, hey, $275 a day sounds awesome.
Oh, it is.
And to most Americans, you know, I just Googled the mean income in the United States, Telling you. I think some of these guys should read it and remember the position that they're in. All right.
But I think some of them are being forced.
Oh, sure. Oh,
that's
no.
That's the problem 100%, here.
100%.
I guarantee you, if you polled these young guys, if you polled them,
yeah,
like these young guys 3 years or younger,
they want to be there.
They want to be there.
Yeah.
They want to make that $275. You know, even after I got my second contract, my third contract, you know, nothing huge, huge. Man, that you know, back then it was, you know, not 275, and I was still doing jumping jacks.
Sure.
And it's so nice. It's like, oh, this is awesome. And these young guys now, they want to be there. They know. And like you said, agents are telling them to go.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, that's a, you don't want to cross your veteran teammates or your teammates, certainly. But at the same time, when you see starters starting to go and saying, you know, Reisner said, well, even if it wasn't for the workout bonus, I would still be going. How do you not go if you're a young guy?
Right.
That looks awful on you.
Right. Well, I want to give you an update here. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. Good teams. And this is not just football. This goes across the board with sports, I believe. Good teams show up and do their work, right? But great teams, I think, have another layer of connectivity to them, like as human beings, and like the camaraderie mm-hmm. aspect. I'm not saying that's what wins championships, but more oftentimes than not, championship teams have that.
Yes.
And when you're not around each other, and you want to eliminate a whole period of time when it's you're integrating as teams are this time of year. I think there's something to be said for that, too.
Absolutely. That's a big part of it. You know, I text the wife, babe, I got to do extra rehab, extra physical therapy, cold tub, all that stuff. I got to do extra.
You got to do it.
But I was really, you know, playing cards and backgammon with the fellas, right? You know, see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the bonding time, right? You're just like, hey, they need me a little bit longer today. But I'll be home. I'm rushing home. I got to get some extra work on the body work done today. But you're really playing court. You're hanging out with the fellas. It's like you just can't beat it. There's no stress. You don't have coaches breathing down your neck. You just like, that's just fun to, oh, and then you get together. You're like, okay, when are we going golf today? Let's go golf. Who's in to play golf today? I mean, that's when it all happens. I mean, this is just, off season is just so much fun. It's a fun time, and with the, like I said, with the rules and restrictions that they have now on teams, they can only do certain things, and if not, they get fined heavily if they don't follow the rules. So they're all trying to follow the rules as closely as possible. It's not that difficult. It's really not that. It's fun. Getting paid, hanging out with your buddies, and, you know, playing some cards, but you don't have to, you can just, whatever. You know, it's really a fun time, and they're missing out on that. Like you said, that camaraderie, that's where a lot of it is built, you know, because like Melvin, we heard from Melvin Gordon, especially during this year. He didn't get to hang out with his teammates. That was a part of it, right? Not really kind of feeling like he was a part of it like Philip Lindsay was. You had all these rules and regulations where you couldn't do it. Now you can. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal because, like you said, usually the really good teams, they have that bond, you know, where you hit rough spots. Everybody hits rough spots during the season. You know, there's no finger pointing. They're sticking together because they built that bond in the offseason.
It looks like Drew Locke has arrived at Broncos headquarters.
Figured that was going to happen. Good for Drew.
Mike Kliss put out a video, looks like a photog, maybe not necessarily a cell phone picture, but maybe one of the photographers there from 9 News camped out there and watched him come in. So remember last week he said, no comment. I'm going to let my actions do the talking type thing.
You said that like you didn't like his no comment.
I don't care. First of all, let me.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it like.
Well. Ultimately,
no comment. I'm gonna let my actions speak for myself.
Well,
whatever.
I mean, if you're gonna be there on Monday or you're right. not, and if you say you're gonna let your actions do the talking and you're not there, what does that mean?
Right.
It's sort of like I'm going, but I'm gonna.
But I'm not gonna say I'm going.
Right.
I'm kind of with you there. It's
whatever.
Just say you're going.
Whatever.
Just say you're going.
Yeah.
They're gonna find out. Gonna know.
Mike Kliss here in the last 10 minutes tweeting, in talking to agent, word is Broncos had near perfect player attendance in virtual meetings today. Regardless of whether players boycotting team organized workouts, there does seem to be commitment to improving on last year's 5-11.
Ain't that, no, I'm not, no.
Kliss, you don't like when he starts editorializing it?
No, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. You know, you start pushing that agenda of, hey, I know they're not here, but they're still committed on improving and off of last year. Nah, I'm not going with you there, Kliss. It's a bad look for a bad football team is what it really is. And those are just the facts. That's not my opinion. When you've been a bad football team and you are, and the union is advising your teams, the teams in the NFL, to take the easy way out, and not getting there and grind to try to get better as a team, it's an awful look. Is it a bad look for the Tampa Bay Bucks? Ha! No. They just won the Super Bowl.
They're still
who cares?
They're still cleaning up the confetti.
Go party.
Yeah.
Go have fun. Celebrate. We just won a Super Bowl. But when you win 5-6, you know, games a year here in the last 4 or 5 years, you need work. So virtual, it's not played. Football is not played in a virtual world.
And we heard all about that last year.
Right.
We heard all about that last
year. You're not going to get a lot better by doing things virtual. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Kliss. Come on. Come
on. I think one of our colleagues here, one Darren McKee, taking public shots at us. Wow. We'll respond to it next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.